Japanese. Japanese Class 101.
Welcome to CantoneseClass101.com. I'm David.
大家好，我是 Jimmy.
And we're here with Beginner Season 1 Lesson 8.
Cantonese Co-workers.
Right. So our dialogue today takes place in an office.
Yes.
And it involves two co-workers.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that if you live and work in Hong Kong, you don't have co-workers like this.
Yeah, they're pretty mean.
Yeah, okay. And with that, let's get to the dialogue.
你忙唔忙啊？
麻麻地啦。
帮我查啲资料啊。
查咩啊？
等阵话你知。
咁我得闲先查啦。
One more time, a bit slower.
你忙唔忙啊？
麻麻地啦。
帮我查啲资料啊。
查咩啊？
等阵话你知。
咁我得闲先查啦。
And now, with the English translation.
你忙唔忙啊?
Are you busy?
麻麻地啦。
A little.
帮我查啲资料啊。
Can you help me find some info?
查咩啊?
Find what?
等阵话你知。
I'll tell you later.
咁我得闲先查啦。
Then I'll search when I'm free.So, a lot of our words today are really useful in office settings.
Yes.
Right, so if you're working in Hong Kong, or you're working with people who speak Cantonese, you're going to be using this language.
Yes.
Let's get to our vocab section.
忙
Busy
忙忙得閒
To be free
得閒得閒麻麻地
A little, sort of
麻麻地麻麻地幫
To help
幫幫資料
Information, materials
资料资料查
To find, to search
查查咩
What
咩咩等阵
Later
等阵等阵
Let's take a closer look at some of these words and phrases.
Yes.
The first word we want to highlight is in the second line.
麻麻地啦
Right. And it's this word.
麻麻地
So, Gimme, this is a bit slangish. It's very casual.
Yes.It's basically telling people, yes, a little, yeah,
yeah,
not sure.
Sort of.
Yes.
You know, are you free?
So it is very useful. Think about it.
Yeah.
When you're asked to do something.
Right.
Or like, when you're asked to go out.
Right. So Gimme, this is really casual.
Yes. It's something to tell people, yes, sort of, not too sure.
Yeah. You don't really know what they're asking, so you don't want to commit.
Yes.
Right. Like, Gimme, can you help me out?
麻麻地啦
Well, you know, sort of.
Yeah.
You know, tell me more.
Right.
So, one more time.
麻麻地
A really useful, casual phrase.
Yes.
Right. The next word we want to highlight, we translated in the dialogue as to find.
查
We heard it in this sentence.
帮我查啲资料啊。
Can you help me find some information or find some resources?
Yes. 帮我查啲资料啊。
Right. But it's not necessarily find. It's more to search for.
Right.
Right. So the English translation and what the Cantonese really means is a bit different.
A little bit.
Yeah. So this word really means to search.
Right, David. Say, for example, you go on Google and you want to find some information.
Right. You would be
查资料
searching for materials.
查资料
Or let's say you're looking through your office files for a document. That would also be
查资料
Right. So it's the act of looking for something as opposed to the act of finding it.
Yes.
Now, the last word we want to highlight is
等阵
We hear this in this line in the dialogue.
等阵话你知
I'll tell you in a bit.
等阵话你知
And this word
等阵
It means in a while or in a little bit.
Yes. So for instance, you're asked to do something.
Right.
But you don't want to do it right away.
Right. Or you don't want to do it at all. But you want to be polite.
Yes. We can say 等阵先
Which means, you know, wait a bit and I'll do it then.
Yes. 等阵先
But the key word there is
等阵
And this is an adverb, so you put it in front of verbs.
Right.
Gimme, can we have one more example?
Yeah. Wait a bit. I'm busy.
Right. Like your partner asks you to come out for dinner with them. And you want to go, but you need another 20 minutes to finish.
Yeah.
You can say,
等阵先去食饭。
Wait a minute, and then we'll go eat.
等阵先去食饭。
Wait a bit, and we'll eat. So all of this stuff is incredibly useful.
Yes.
Our grammar point is also incredibly useful, and it's review.
Right.
It's grammar time.
Okay, David. A grammar point today is asking question with adjectives.
Right. We've run into this in previous lessons, and we see it again in the first line in our dialogue.
你忙唔忙啊?
Are you busy?
你忙唔忙啊?
Are you busy?
The key here is 忙唔忙.
Busy, not busy.
忙唔忙
Right. And the answer is usually, of course, busy.
忙
Or if you're not busy, you can say
唔忙
Although in our dialogue, of course, we get the third answer.
麻麻地啦
Sort of.
Yes.
Right. So you already know how to do this with basic adjectives. For instance,
you're learning Chinese and someone asks you, Is Chinese difficult? 中文难唔难?
Is Chinese difficult?
中文难唔难?
Right. You might also be asked if you like your work or if you find work frustrating and bothersome.
工作烦唔烦?
Is work bothering you?
工作烦唔烦?
Now here's a trick. In all of the examples we've given you so far, we've used single character adjectives.
Right.
For instance, busy.
忙
Bothersome.
烦
Difficult.
难
What if we have a two character adjective like fresh?
新鲜 Then we do this. 新唔新鲜
Fresh or not fresh.
新唔新鲜
So we drop the second character the first time we say the adjective.
Right.
Right. It makes it a bit more compact.
Right. 新唔新鲜
Right. Like, is the fish fresh or not?
鱼新唔新鲜
As always, we want to remind you, our grammar point, all of our vocab, is contained in our premium lesson PDF.
You can find it on our site at CantoneseClass101.com.
Right. It's in the Premium Member Learning Center. If you have any questions, though, that go beyond the PDF, you're always welcome to email us.
Right. Our address is...
contact us at CantoneseClass101.com. For now, though, we're done with today's lesson. I'm David.
I'm Gimmy.
Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you on the site.
下次见。
你忙唔忙啊？
麻麻地啦。
帮我查啲资料啊。
查咩啊？
等阵话你知。
咁我得闲先查啦。